Okay, good evening, everybody. Yom Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. I hope everybody is well and getting ready and excited for Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. So tonight's shiur is generously sponsored by Gail Hoffman. I see you there. Gail, thank you. This is not your first time. You have sponsored multiple times. Tiski the Mitzos Uda Maisim Tovim. Tonight, Gail wrote she's sponsoring Lezecha Nishmas, her mother, Sarah Bas Ben Sion, whose yahrzeit is Chaf Gimel Shvat. May the neshama have an aliyah and zechira latova in the zchus of these divrei Torah. And then also her mother-in-law, Sarah Bas Chizkiyahu HaKohen, whose yahrzeit is the day after her mother's yahrzeit, Chaf Dalet Shvat. May her neshama also merit an aliyah and a zechira latova in the zchus of these divrei Torah. And we thank you very, very much. Tiski the mitzos of the ma'isim tovim, the zchus of the rabbatzos haTorah, should bring aliyos to the neshamos, and only besuros tovos and sivchos to you and the whole family. Be'azor Hashem. So let's get right into our learning. We're going to be beginning in the parasha, and then we're going to go to Pirkei Avos, which relates to the pasuk in the parasha that I want to speak about. I'm going to begin by screen sharing with you. And also, I see my mother-in-law is joining us. Good evening, Ima. Thank you for coming to share. Okay, so can you see my screen? Yeah, okay, perfect. So you see that I am in, well, you don't see where I am, but I'm in Shemos Perchof, okay? Parshas Yisro is made up of Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and Chof of the book of Shemos. Yud Ches is the narrative of Yisro coming to the Israelite encampment. Yud Tes is the preparation for Matan Torah. Chof is the Aseres HaDibros and Matan Torah itself. Like you see here on the screen, Chof Yud Gimel, Osach Mon Beis Re'echo, this is the 10th Dibra. Thou shall not covet the house of your friend, you shall not covet the wife of your friend, his servant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, and anything that your friend has. And all the nations saw the thunder and the lightning, the fire and the sound of the shofar, and the mountain was smoking, and the people were trembling. They stood from afar. Okay, so this is right at the end. And then they say to Moshe, speak to us and we will hear, and Hashem shall not speak to us because we are going to die. And Moshe says, don't be afraid. They stood far away. And Moshe went to the thick cloud where the presence of God was. The parak ends and the parasha ends with a series of psukim that have to do with the construction of a mizbeach. Mizbechot, Mizbech Adama, also known as Mizbech Anachoshech, Mizbech Avanim. So I'm going to focus on one specific pasuk. We're looking at the last five psukim of the Seder here. Vayom Rashi, lots to talk about, many beautiful Rashi's, many lessons, but we're only talking about Pirkei Avos, so we're focusing on one segment of one pasuk. Okay, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Kosomer al Bnei Yisrael, so you should say to the Bnei Yisrael, Atem re'isem kimin hashamayim dibarti mechem, you have seen that from the heavens I spoke to you, lo sa'asun iti Elohei kesef, Elohei zav, lo sa'asu lachem, thou shall not make for yourself gods of silver, gods of gold, they shall not make unto you, mizbech adama ta'asali, an altar of earth you shall make for me, v'savacht olav es olosecha v'es shlamecha, es soncha v'es v'karecha, and you shall sacrifice upon it your ola offering, your shlamim offering, your flocks and your cattle. We know that the mizbech hanechoshes was hollow. It was wood covered in plates of nechoshes, also known as the mizbech hachitzoni, mizbech haola, mizbech hanechoshes. It stood in the outer courtyard of the Mishkan, and at the time of encampment, it was filled with earth, and that's also why it's called mizbech adama. The pasuk ends by saying, "B'chol hamakom asher azkir eshemi avo elecha uveirach ticha." In every place where I cause my name to be remembered or mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. And then the Sedra finishes with, imizbech avanim tasali, imizbech avanim tasali. If you make for me an altar of stones, you should have cut the stones, because when you wave your sword upon it, you will defile it. So this is referring to Mizbech Avanim. When they cross the Yarden River in Devarim, they construct the Mizbech Avanim. They are not allowed to take a sword and make the smoke. They're not allowed to take a sword or a knife and make the stones smooth. However, the stones are hewn out of the ground. That is how they must be put together to form Mizbech Avanim. Rav Salvechik has a phenomenal, beautiful piece. We're not talking about it tonight. V'lo sala b'malos al mizbechi. We learn about tznius here. Asher lo segal ervascha alav. You do not have steps up to the Mizbech so that your nakedness should not be uncovered. There was a ramp leading up to the Mizbech HaNechoshes, not steps. Furthermore, the Kohen wore breeches known as mechnasayim under his ketones so that his naked wrists would not be seen. Okay, beautiful. Much to talk about. However, we're not talking about all of those things, except for B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Ashimi Avo Eilech Uveirachticha. It's right at the end. It's in Perek Chof, Pasuk Chof of the book of Shemos. And every place where I will mention my name, or I will cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and I will bless you. So this is how the Seder of Matan Torah ends. Okay? Now, another time we see Matan Torah is in Devarim, Perek Hei. Also, in Devarim Parakei, we are told about the Seres HaDibros. Two times in the Torah, the Seres HaDibros appears, once in Yisro, in our Sedra, and another time in the Aschanan Devarim Parakei. It doesn't mean that Matan Torah happened two times. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he recalls and retells and reteaches the new generation. Remember, it's their forefathers who were given the Torah. He recalls to the new generation who's entering Eretz Yisrael, and he retells of the Seres HaDibros. So we have two recordings of the Seres HaDibros. It actually happened in Parshas Yisro, 7 weeks after they left Mitzrayim. And we saw that the Pasuk says in the aftermath of Matan Torah, B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Ashemi Avo Eilecha Uveirachticha. Okay, now I switch the screen. This is Devarim Perek Dalet. Okay, Devarim Perek Dalet, you see here, Rak Hishomer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Me'od, be very careful and guard your soul very much. Pen Tishkach Es HaDvarim Asher Ra'u Einecha U'pein Yasurim L'Vavcha Kol Yimecha Yacha V'Hodatim L'Vanecha V'Levanei Vanecha. You should be very careful, you should guard your soul very much, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw, lest you remove them from the heart all the days of your life, and you should let it be known to your children and your children's children. What do you have to let it be known? What is the mitzvah that we should not forget? Yom Asher Amadat Lefnei Hashem Elkecha B'choriv. The day you stood before Hashem Echoriv. Choriv is another name for Har Sinai. But Amar Hashem Eli, when Hashem said to me, Hakeli Asa'am, Ba'ashmi Amastarai, gather to me the people, and I'll make them hear my words. So here at the end of his life, Moshe is recalling Matan Torah, and he warns the people that you should never forget the event of Har Sinai, when God says, gather the nation to me, I will let them hear my word. Asher Yilmadun Liyira Usi, they will learn to fear me, Kol Yamim Asher M'chaim Al-Adama, Espenem Yilamidu. They will learn to revere me all the days that they are living upon the earth, and their children they will teach. Vatikun vatamdu tachas ahar vahar boer ba'esh adlev hashamayim choshech anan va'arafa. So both of these passages, what we are focusing on, clearly passages that deal with Matan Torah. In our Sedra, Perichof, Pasuchof of Shemos, v'chol makom asher azkir eshemi, in every place where I will cause my name to be remembered, avo elechu verachticha. And here I want to focus on the psukim tell us that we have not only a mitzvah to teach the Torah to our children, but not to forget the event of Har Sinai. Don't forget the day you stood by Hashem, by Chorev, when he gathered the people, and you came close, and you stood under the mountain, and the mountain was smoking with fire to the heart of heaven. It was darkness. It was a cloud. It was a thick fog, if you will. And Hashem spoke to you from the middle of the fire, called Varmasher, called Varmatem Shomim, Usmuna Einchem Roim Zulisikol. You heard the voice of words. You didn't see the picture of God, but you saw the voice. You heard the voice, and he told you the covenant that he commanded you, Aseres HaDvarim, the Aseres HaDibros, and they were written on the two tablets. So this is in Vashchanan. So in Yisro, we got the Torah, and Vashchanan, 40 years later, Moshe recalls to us, and he wants us to feel the event, to feel the motion, and to pass this down to our children as well. Okay, now I want to go to the two Mishmayas, okay? Now I want to go to the two Mishnahs that we want to look at. Why does it change from Yachid to Rabim? I'm not sure what pasuk you are referring. Oh, Yom Asher Amadat Lefnei Hashem Elkecha B'choriv, Vatikrun Vatamdun. Because I think that it is, we're going to get to, it might be next week. I think this class might be too shiram. I always prepare too much. So I think it's going to be, because it begins in the Lashon Yachid, Rak Hishomer Lecha, Shmar Nafshecha Me'od. Yom Asher Amadat begins in the Lashon Yachid, because Moshe is speaking to each and every Yachid, each and every individual, you as an individual, as a Lashon Yachid, one person have an obligation to remember. You, one person, have an obligation to teach your children. You, one person, have an obligation to relive every day with learning the Torah, the experience of Matan Torah. Lamaisa, the reality is Vatikrun Vatamdun Tachasar. As a kihila, as a rabbim, as a group, you came close to me. As a group, you sit under the mountain. As a group, Vayidaber Hashem Aleichem, Hashem spoke to you from the fire. But the imperative to remember and not forget is incumbent on each and every individual. And perhaps if it was in the Lashon Rabim, You think somebody else will fulfill the mitzvah. It's not talk about me. I have enough to do in my life. I don't have to relive the event of Matan Torah every single day. Let somebody else worry about the event of Matan Torah. I'm too busy cooking and preparing for Shabbos and doing errands and laundry and preparing shirim. You think I have time to think about God? I just have to get through my day on autopilot. Let someone else take care of it. But the fact that it's Lashon Yachid, Yom Asher Amad Torah, you were there. Your neshama was there. You have to remember, you as an individual have an obligation to transmit this to the next generation. Do not just think that you can allow, pass it on, pay it forward, let someone else take care of it. No. Now let us go into Pirkei Avos. Okay? So could you see my screen that I switched to Pirkei Avos? I'm in Perek Gimel here, Pirkei Avos. Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to look at two different teachings here. Where are we starting? One second. Yes. One second, please. The screen just went down. This is where I want to be. Okay. Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, which you could see on the screen. Okay. So we are in Parak Gimel of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta, the son of Dosa, a man from Kfar Chananya, says, Asara Shayoshvin Va'oskin Betar. Let's say you have 10 people, you have a minion of people, and they are sitting and learning. Shechina Shvuah B'neihem. So you should know that the Shechina is amongst those 10. We know that the first 10 people, Rabbi Pesach Kron writes it in one of his farm, the power of the, I don't remember which sefer, I have many of them, Kanai Nahar, he has many farm. I think I might have all of them, and I've read through all of them. In one of them, he mentions that the first 10 people have the Shechus of bringing down the Shechina. Everyone after that has the Shechus of davening Barabim, Barav Amhajas Melas, Melech has the Shechus of Tfilah Betzibur, but the first 10 bring the Shechina down. Each one brings the Shechina down. After that, everyone else has a chus of coming to Davin, but the first 10 bring the Shechina down. So the Mishnah begins by telling you, Asar Shiyoshvin of Oskin B'Torah, and you have a minion, 10 people who are sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Shvuah B'neihem. Okay, so the Shechina is there. The Shechina is resting amongst them. The Shechina is dwelling amongst that minion, Shanemar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Elokim Nitzav Badasa. Oh, there's something very cool I learned last week that I could do. I could show you where I'm holding. I'll make it easier to follow along with me. Can you see my arrow? Isn't that cool? I learned it last week. So probably some people are going to hear that and laugh because they're going to be like, you just learned that? Okay, so I'm in between. The older generation doesn't know, maybe know how to use technology. The younger generation knows how to do everything. Okay, I just learned that I could point on Zoom. Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa ish kvar Chanani Omer, Asar Shiyoshvin ve'oskin b'Torah, Shechina Shvuah B'neihem, Shenemar. What's the proof that 10 sit and learn Torah, the Shechina, the divine presence dwells? There Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitzav ba'adazkel. God stands in the Eda, in the assembly of God. Assembly of God refers to 10, so therefore, that when there are 10, Jews together learning Torah, there's the Shechina. Let's say you don't have 10 people learning together. Let's say you only have 5 people learning together. So if there's only five Jews learning Torah, I'm putting that in quotes because imagine the power of 5 Jews learning Torah. O minayin afilu chamisha. Let's say you only have 5 Jews learning. Is Hashem there? Shenema, like the Pasuk says, va'aguda so al eretz yisoda. And in his aguda, in his gathering, the earth is founded. So that's the proof that in a gathering of 5, Hashem's there. Let's say you only have 3 Yidden learning Torah. So it happens to be that those 3 Jews are holding up the world. Those 3 Yidden are holding up the world. But does the Shechina come down, descend, kaviyachol, to be in their presence? Ha, if anyone was with me in my morning shir, this actually relates to this morning. Okay, fine. If you were in the morning shir, we spoke all about show fate. Okay, b'kerev Elokim yishpor, in the midst of God there will be judgment, although it also means friendship. Okay, l'maisa, it's a proof that even if 3 are learning, there is God. V'afilu shnayim, what if there's only a chavrusa, 2 people learning? So should you not have a shir if there's only 2 people in attendance? Az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu v'yigvak shev Hashem v'yishama. Pasuk says in Malachi, then the God-fearing man will speak one man to his friend. Ish el re'ehu means one man to his friend. V'yakshev Hashem Hashem will pay attention and he will listen. So what does that mean? Even if only one Jew speaks to his friend, i.e. there's 2 people in shir, should you have it? Of course. Let's say you're all by yourself. U'minayin afilu echad ima. Lasha bis Email we when we were by you last Shabbos, so Shmuel, my son, we were by my in-laws for a very beautiful Shabbos last week. So Shmuel on Shabbos always has his chavrusas, unless it's like you know, off Shabbos or Ben Ezmanim. So he gave up the chavrusas to come Kibbutz Rav Ha'Eim for his parents, his grandparents. Okay. So when he was going across the street to learn, I said, who's your chavrusa? So I said to him, Hashem will be your chavrusa. And I quoted this Mishnah on this Pasuk. And I said to him, oh, it's next week's Parsha. Parsha's Yisroel. I said, you're going to be learning by yourself. What does the Mishnah say? Uminayin afilu echad. Even if there's one person who sits and learns by himself, is the Shechina there Yashanemar, like the Pasuk says. This is where we began Shir. And Parsha's Yisroel Perechof. B'chol ha-makom, if you should remember, it's Shemos Perechof Pasuchof. That's where I began Shir. It's right at the end of Yisro. B'chol ha-makom asher azker ashmi avo elecha uveirechticha. Ah, so the pasuk from Yisro, with which Matan Torah concludes, doesn't really conclude, it continues into Mishpatim and then Perichov Dalet, but which the Sedra of Yisro concludes, one pasuk away from the end, two pasukim away from the end, the pasuk says, so Hashem just gave us the Torah. That's what happens in Yisro, that's Seres HaDibros. So let's say you have a minion. Okay, so Gevaldik, there's God. Let's say you only have five Jews learning Torah. There's Hashem. Only three, only two. Let's say you have one Yid who's sitting by himself and he's out of town and he's not near his Chavrusa. Should he still sit and learn? Is the Ribon Sha'olam there? Yes. How do we know? Because the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk from Yisro, B'chol ha-makom asher azkir ashemi, avo elecho verechticha. In every place where I will allow my name to be mentioned, where I'll cause my name to be mentioned. Now, if one Jew sits and he learns Torah, that's where God's name is. Avo elecho verechticha. I will come to you and I will bless you. So therefore, you see the power of one person sitting down to learn Torah, one person sitting down to listen to Ashira. A person should never think I am insignificant. If I'm not in a whole chabura of people learning, then it is worthless. Chas v'shalom. You're holding up the world with Torah, and there is the Ribono Sha'olam. You bring him down, kavi achol, into your life and into the presence of Torah. How do we know? Because the Pasuk in Yisro says, in every place where I will cause or allow my name to be mentioned, mention my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. Moving on. The next Mishnah I want to go to is a couple of Mishnahs later. Oh, wait, I can't move my screen unless I stop that. Okay, 1 second, please. Here we go. Okay, 2 Mishnayos later. Okay, it's working. Okay, isn't that cool with the arrow? What do you see, me pointing with the arrow? Yeah? So cool. It's so useful. Okay, Rabbi Dos Ta'i B'Rabbi Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. So, okay, now we're going to a Mishnah that appears 2 Mishnayos later. The first Mishnah clearly has to do with receiving the Torah, learning the Torah, and bringing the Shechina down into our realm, Kaviyachol, through the power of Limud Torah, whether it's 10, 5, 3, 2, or 1. There is Ribbono Shel Olam when a Jew sits and he learns Torah. Okay? And that's where we began in Yisro. From Yisro, I took you to Devarim, Perek Dalet, which also has to do with Matan Torah, because Devarim ve'Aschanan recounts and retells the event of Ma'amad Har Sinai and the Aseres HaDibros. And now the Mishnah, 2 Mishnayos later, now is going to quote from Devarim. Wherever you went, Rabbi Dos Ta'i b'Rabbi Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Dos Ta'i, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Meir, says, Kol ha-shocheach davar echar mi-mishnah, so don't panic. So if you take that at face value, that's pretty scary. That's really scary. Anyone who forgets one thing from his learning, the Torah considers it if he's chayiv misa. He's chayiv with his life. Now you could, like I said, don't panic. What? You know how many things I've learned and probably forgotten? That's very scary. We daven, atachonon the Adam das, mulame the Eros bina, chonin meitcha chach, ma bina vedas, barachat Hashem chonin hadas. But I can't imagine, I know for a fact, I don't remember every single thing I learned. So what is the Mishnah saying? Kol shocheich davar achar mi-mishnaso, ma'ala olav akasuv kilim eschayiv b'nafsho. That's a very scary thing to say. How do we understand that? Shenemer, like the Pasuk says, oh, the quotes from Devarim where I took you, the second source we got, what does the Pasuk say in Devarim? Raki shamar lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od. Be very careful to yourself. Guard your soul very much. Pen tishkach as hadvarim asher ra'u einecha. Yom asher amadat alfnei Hashem akecha b'choreif. We were there. The pasuk says Moshe at the end of his life, when he retells about Matan Torah, he says, listen, people, be very careful. This is not something you could forget. They said about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzaduv Kalash Avechot, it's coming up to his first yurtzai, unbelievably. Shushan Purim. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky only remembered things they said as long as he needed to remember it. As soon as he didn't need to remember it anymore, he didn't remember it. And they said about him, like, he didn't know phone numbers, he didn't know street names. So I saw one of his grandsons, who was one of the main shamshim, said, you think Rav Chaim couldn't remember a phone number? If it wasn't important to him, he didn't have room for it in his brain. There was a story told over that when something happened one time, he asked to ask the person for mechila. I don't remember the incident or the infraction, what happened. He felt he had to ask a person for mechila, and he remembered it for years. And years later, when he met this person, he asked him for mechila. And after he asked him for mechila, he totally forgot the incident. In other words, he took care of it. He didn't need to remember it anymore. So his grandson was the shamish said, you think he couldn't, Rav Chaim, who remembered called Torah Kula? You think he couldn't remember a phone number? You think he couldn't remember a street name? He didn't need to remember it. So he didn't remember it. So what do we have room for in our brains? It's a good kasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm telling you what you have to have room for. He shamar the chaushmar nafshachamod pen tishkach as hadvar mishar bo'enecha. You could forget certain things in life, and there are certain things in life you should never forget. One of the things you should never forget is Yom HaShar Amadot HaFnei HaMasham HaKech HaBachar. This week's parasha, you should never forget Matan Torah. The neshama of every single yid was there. Be very careful. Be on guard. Guard your soul very much, lest you forget the matters that your eyes saw. That's from Devarim Perek Dalet. So now the Mishnah asks a question that maybe you were all thinking. Yachal afilu takfa alav Mishnah so, which means, does it mean, even if he forgot because his studies were too difficult for him? So let's say you forgot not because you wanted to forget. Maybe you did a chap. Maybe you needed a chazara and you didn't have a chazara. Maybe you made an effort to go to shir, but you were tired. I'm not trying to make excuses. We shouldn't make excuses. But Lamaisa, does it mean, says the Mishnah, with art school commentary to help me explain this, does this apply even if he forgot because the studies were too difficult for him? Does it mean automatically every time you forget something from your learning, that's it, you're chai benafsho? Or does it mean if it's too difficult for you, you have an exemption, so to speak? Again, don't take this as a heter to go around emptying your brain of all the Torah you ever learned. That's not what it means. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, in Devarim Perek Dalet, where we looked, Upen Yasurum Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha. The Pasuk says, lest you remove it from your heart all the days of your life. Ha, hence, concludes the Mishnah, Einam ischai b'nafsho ad sheyeshi v'yisirei milibo. So that's why I said, don't panic. He is not chayiv with his soul until he actually sits down and removes the teachings of Torah from his heart. So if you made your best effort, and let's say you didn't understand this year, or you needed a chazara, but you didn't do a chazara, or you were really paying attention, but something else came up, you wanted to remember it. That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah says that someone who is chayiv b'nafsho for forgetting Torah, excuse me, as someone who sits down and actively removes them from his heart, he is considered chayiv b'nafsho because he forgot his Torah, but he actively forgot his Torah. He made himself forget. So let's lemaisa look. Where did we begin? We began in the end of Parshas Yisro, which is this week's Sedra, which is the Sedra of Matan Torah. And we saw that at the end of the Sedra deals with Mizbeach Adama. I explained it a little bit to you. Mizbeach Avanim. I don't have time to get into it, but it's one of my favorite pieces of the Rav. Mamash, my favorite pieces of the Rav, but that's really an oxymoron because really they're all my favorite of the Rav. But it's really Givaldic on Mizbeach Avanim. No time. But we saw that the Pasuk tells us in regard to Matan Torah. So we just received the Torah. Now Hashem says, B'chol makom asher azkir shemi avoy lecha uvirach ticha. What does it mean? We don't know. The Mishnah is going to tell what it means. Tell us what it means. Then we went to Sefer Devarim. And in Devarim Perek Dalet, which is Va'aschanan, which is also when Moshe Rabbeinu once again tells us about Chorev Har Sinai, the experience of Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pasuk Tes, right here, Rak Hishomer Lecha, Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od, Pen Tishkach Es Hadvarim Asher U'Einecha, U'Pen Yasuro Milvavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha. Be very careful, guard your soul very much, lest you forget the matters that your eyes saw, lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life. Let it be known to your children and your children's children. What do you have to let it be known? Not only the mitzvos, not only the cut and dry halacha, the experience of being inspired by the revelation of God. This happened at Matan Torah, and it happens every time a Yid sits down to learn Torah. The day you stood before God, when Hashem said to me, gather the nation, and I will make them hear my words, they will learn to revere me all the days that they are living upon the soil, all the days they are living upon the soil, and their children they will teach. And you all came close, and you stood under the mountain, and the mountain was smoking with fire, and until the heights of heaven, flames of fire, darkness, cloud, and a thick fog. And Hashem spoke to you from the fire. You heard the voice, and He told you His covenant, and He gave you the two luchos and the Sar Sedibros. These are two passages that both that deal with Matan Torah. And then we went into the Mishnah, and we saw two Mishnahs almost back to back in Perek Gimel that deal with this inyan of these two psukim that fall in the context of Matan Torah. The first Mishnah we looked at right here was from Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa, Ish Kfar Chananya, who tells us that if 10 people sit together and learn, you have the Shekhinah. 5 people, the Shekhinah. 3 people, the Shekhinah. 2 people, the Shekhinah. Let's say you go to Brooklyn with your family for Shabbos because your mother asked you to come, and it brings nachas to your grandparents, but you're going away from your chavrusa. So it's perhaps a b'dievet situation. So what should you do? You should know that when you sit down to learn Torah, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you know that? U'minayin afilu echad. How do you know when even one person sits all by himself? A Jew is never alone. He sits down to learn Shanama, like the Pasuk says, b'chol makom asher azker shemi avoy leich ve'echticha. The Pasuk from Yisrael proves that there the Ribbono Shel Olam is, even if one Yid is sitting to learn all by himself. A Jew is never alone when he's learning. There is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then we went to the Mishnah, 2 Mishnahs later, right here. And the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yami, Mishum, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shochech Davar Echad Mimishnah. So, Ma'ala Lava Kasav, Kilim Ischai Benasho. So that's going to talk be a problem for me, and maybe for some of you. If you forget one thing from your learning, that's it. Oh my gosh. What's the proof? From Parsha says, Chanan, be very careful. Guard your soul. How should you guard your soul? Why should you guard your soul? Lest you forget the matter that your eyes saw. So then the Mishnah says, oh my goodness, does that mean if he just, it was too hard for him, or some other legitimate reason, not excuse, that he forgot? He's chayiv b'nafsho? No. So the Mishnah says no. The Pasuk says in Devarim, pen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. When you actively remove Torah from your heart, when you choose to remove Torah from your heart to be busy with the narishkayin of this world, when you choose to remove Torah from your heart because you're too busy to attend the shir, but you have plenty of time to go to the movies, when you're too busy, by the way, you could look up the Beis HaLevi in Parashas Vayigash. When we get up to Shemayim, you say, oh, we didn't have the mind for Torah, we didn't have the time for Torah, look up the Beis HaLevi in Vayigash. Okay, who quotes Tana Devei Eliyahu? The excuse is not going to work in Shemayim. I was going to say, really, you had time for everything else. You didn't have time for Torah. You had a mind for everything else. You don't have a mind for Torah. Okay. So when you actively remove Torah from your life, so that's a different story. When you don't make time, and you actively work to uproot Torah, ha, einu mischai b'nafsha ad sheyeshev, you're sitting in the movie theater and you're watching the mature adult R-rated movie, v'yisarei milibo, and he removes it from his heart. You're working to remove Torah from your heart. So now that's a problem. Now, of course, there's a possibility of teshuva. Every neshama is absolutely pure. Hashem waits for us ad yomosu techaklo. We're not passing anything on anybody. I have enough of my own problems. But this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. When a person actively works to remove Torah, now the pasuk of pentishkach hasadvarim asher ra'u einecha, it's going to apply to him. Hashem is a dying MS, and he should accept our tshuva, and we should all be judged the tov, and he should accept our Torah learning. I now want to quote from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zechrono Levracha, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. It is called Visions of the Fathers. He has a beautiful commentary into the second Mishnah we learned, okay? Kol shocheach davar echar mi mishnaso. Anyone who learns one matter, one word, davar dibur from his learning, ma'ala lavakasuv kilim is chayi b'nafsho. It's as if he is chayi b'nafsho. He bears guilt for his soul. He's going to have a problem. I'm going to have a problem. Scary. I was talking to somebody recently. So I said something about going to Gehenna. So a person said, you think you're going to go there? So I said, yes. So they said, me too, I'll meet you there. It was a little, we were smiling. Someone obviously I'm very close to. So I'm not talking about anyone else's problems. I'm going to have my own problems. But let's learn what Rabbi Dr. Tversky has to say about this Mishnah. As with the previous Mishnah, we may wonder why so harsh a treatment is accorded to someone who forgot one item of his learning. It doesn't say, the Mishnah, that you forgot everything you ever learned. It says, the Mishnah, kol shechech davar echad, forgot one thing from his learning. I'd be in a pretty good position if everything that I ever learned, I only forgot one thing. Why is it that someone who forgot one item of his learning is mischayv benafsho? Several of the Hasidic masters, Rabbi Dr. Tversky brings a beautiful interpretation of this Mishnah. Several of the Hasidic masters interpret the words of this Mishnah not as forgetting one item, but forgetting the one. Dibur Achad, he forgets the speech of God. Aseres Hadibros, God spoke 10 declarations. Kol Shocheach Davar Echad. Whoever forgets the one, capital O, who spoke. It's not referring, say, the Hasidic masters, to forgetting one Dvar Torah, one Rashi. If you learn Gemara, I don't know, not me, but one Tosfos. It's not referring to that. It's referring to someone who forgets, as the Hasidic masters, someone who forgets the one, i.e. God, who we refer to as Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, Devarim 6:4. Davar Echad may be understood as a single statement, I'm quoting Rabbi Dr. Tversky, in which case it refers to the Medrash, that the first two of the Ten Commandments, this week's Parsha is Yisrael, what are the first two of the Ten Commandments? Anoch Hashem Elkechad, Shor Tzitzicha, Meretz Yitzrayim, Beis Avadim, Lo Yiyah Lecha Elohim Echerim, Al Panay. So we know, but there's a Medrash that says, Achas Dibur Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamati. It's a pasuk from Tehillim, but the Medrash expounds it to mean that God spoke the declarations at the same time. Mashi'i Avshar L'Bnei Adam. I can't even demonstrate it for you. I can't speak two sentences at the same time. Okay? We know that therefore the first two commandments, the first two declarations of God, were said with Dibur Achad. How? I don't know. We can't do it. Two statements in one. And it is this Dibur Echad that one dare not forget. So another interpretation. Kol Shocheach, Shocheach Davar Echad can be read as Kol Shocheach Dibur Echad. Whoever forgets the one statement made by God when he gave us the Torah, Parshas Yisro, and he said together, Anochi with Lo Yiyah. Also, the Hasidic classics teach Israel, oh, we know, it's not the Hasidic masters who teach, it's the Zohar. Yisrael, Oraisa, Ktisha, Brichu, Chadhu. Yisrael, Israel, Oraisa, the Torah, Ktisha, Brichu, the Ribbon Shalom, Chadhu, are one. It is these references to one that a person may not forget. So the first interpretation brought by Rabbi Dr. Tversky, you may not forget that there's one God. Shema Yisrael, Shem HaKen Hashem, Echad. If you forget there's one God, then you're mischayiv benafsho. You may not forget the Dibur Echad, which was Shtayim Dibur Elokim, Achazu Shamati. You can't forget the Dibur Echad of Anochi, which is coupled with Lo Yiyah. By the way, those are two sides of a coin. Anochi is the mitzvahs Ase Vamuna, Lo Yiyah Lecha Elohim Mecherim Apara is the mitzvahs Los Ase. You can't forget that Hashem said the two Dibros together in one statement. The foundation of our faith, there is a God, and he took us out of Egypt, and we believe in Hashem, and we don't have gods of others before him. And finally, what else can't you forget? Yisrael, Oraisa, Ketisha, Brichu, Chadhu. A Jew can never forget the Dibur Echad, the one statement, the one principle, I should say, that Israel, Torah, and God are one. It is these references to the one, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, that a person may not forget. Because forgetting that God is the origin of Torah, if you forget that Hashem is the origin of Torah, and if you forget the purpose of learning is to bring a person into a closer relationship with God, it strips the Torah of its true function and meaning. True function and meaning. If you just approach the Torah like a textbook, okay? In school you learn history and science and the American Revolution and the Industrial Revolution. That's very nice. Is that how you approach Torah? That's all it is. An interesting book that's intellectually stimulating? Or is it a scroll, a sefer, an eternal teaching that changes you and changes your life and bring you closer to God? A person may not forget these principles of one, that Hashem is Echad, the Yisrael Oraisik Tishubrichu Echadu. They may not forget the Dibur Echad of the Ribbon Shalom, of the Anochi and Lo Yiyah. Because if a person forgets that the purpose of learning Torah is to bring a person into a close relationship with Hashem, they strip the Torah of its true function and meaning. A Torah that is devoid of God becomes nothing more than another body of knowledge. There are people who study the Bible, Bible critics, Bible analysis, Bible study, not to become closer to God, because it's an interesting book, like every other book. Chas v'shalom. However, whereas worldly knowledge, such as science and mathematics, can have valuable practical application, a Torah which is devoid of God, not only is it neutral, a Torah devoid of God is destructive. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that Torah can be life-sustaining when it is studied properly, but it is a destructive force when it's not. Rabbi Zavlaf differentiates between knowledge and Limud Torah. He says if a person learns Torah and it doesn't change them, it's not Torah, it's just knowledge. Secular knowledge. Then you're not learning Torah. If it's not changing you, it's impossible to immerse yourself in the sea of Torah and not be changed. It's impossible. It's literally impossible. I could tell you from my own life, it is impossible to immerse yourself in the sea of Torah and not be changed. If a person is learning Torah and they're not changed, as Rabbi Zalev, it's not Torah. It's a natural consequence of learning Torah that a person will be changed, closer to God. Tikkun amidos, asiyas hamitzos, ben adam l'malkum, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'atzmo. Pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha, pen yasurum l'vavcha. Don't remove it from your heart. That's when you're mischayv b'nasha, when you actively work to remove it from your heart. But if you make yourself a Torah, try to make yourself into a Torah personality. Try to be closer to Baruch Hashem. Try to learn the Shema. Try to implement your learning into your life. Then you remember the Echad. And then this Mishnah doesn't apply. The Mishnah applies, kol shocheach davar echad mimishnaso. Whoever forgets that Hashem is Echad. Whoever forgets Yisrael Kli Shabricha or Raisa is Echad. Whoever forgets the Dibur Echad of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's in a different category. But a person who strives to integrate all that into their lives. So Ribbono Shel Olam should see our efforts and reward our efforts. The seer, the Choza of Lublin, said to his disciple, Rav Burmi Pesischa, if you ever see me engrossed in the study of Torah, and I appear to have momentarily lost sight of the presence of God, please bring it to my attention. One time, Rav Burmi Pesischa noted that the Choza of Lublin seemed to be in profound thought about a difficult passage in the Talmud. He was about to remind his master that he had been instructed to remind him if he looks like he ever forgot God. But the Choza said right away, I remember, my child. When a person is learning Torah, they should always remember that there's a God. If you don't remember that there's a God and you approach it like any other, you took a book out of the library on the French Revolution, you took a book out of the library called the Bible, so that's when we start to have a problem. The Talmud states, no one could explain why the Israelites were driven out of their homeland. I'm still quoting from Rabbi Dr. Tversky. Until God explained, Maseches Bava Metzi, I'm sure you've heard this, one of the reasons for the Galus is because they did not recite the proper bracha before studying Torah. They didn't recite the proper bracha before studying Torah. Gili Arayos, Avodah Zara, Shvichus Damim, Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara, Dakwet Zadza, Bracharvot Shablashonim, I understand. They didn't make the bracha before Limud Torah. By the way, if anyone does not make Berkas HaShachar in the morning, you don't say the bracha before learning Torah, it's a problem, okay? So you should start. You're not allowed to benefit and enjoy anything in this world without permission from God, so to speak. You're not allowed to eat an apple without a ha'etz. You're not allowed to eat a piece of bread without netilas adayim and hamotzi. You're not allowed to have pleasure from God's world without a bracha. You're not allowed to learn Torah without making Berkas HaTorah because it's so enjoyable, it's so pleasurable. You're not allowed to go to sleep without a mapil. You're not allowed to benefit from sleep. And I'll benefit from things in this world without making a bracha before them. A bracha, whoever it takes from this world, Maseches Brachos Lamed Hey, without making a bracha, it's like Me'ilah. It's like he took from the consecrated hektesh of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like he's stealing. So you can't steal sleep from God. You can't steal kaviyachal. You can't steal food. You can't enjoy from this world without making a bracha. So you should just public service announcement. No, I'm being serious because sometimes women say, I don't have time to daven. Ask your rabbi. That's your business with Hashem. But you should just know that if you're not making Birkas HaTorah, it's a little bit of a problem because it's so enjoyable to learn. You find the Shechina when you learn. You find Siyata Deshmaya, Shkacha Pratis, revelation, excitement, heart palpitations, givaldic. How could you enjoy this without making a bracha? It's not yours. It's God's. If he gave it to us as a matana, matan Torah. This week's Parsha Yisrael, matan, matana. You have to have permission to use it. You wouldn't go into the store and take something off the shelf without paying for it. I was watching a lady today, not watching. I was choosing grapes in Costco. She was choosing grapes. She took a grape and she ate it. Then she went to the cherry tomato. She took a cherry tomato. It was also by the peppers, too, and she ate it. I thought she's going to go through the whole store eating everything here. Who does this? And I thought to myself, Rav Salvechik says, the story of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Was with a wagon driver. The wagon driver got off the cart to steal hay. Rav Yisrael Salanter says, "You're being watched." The wagon driver comes back. He says, "Who's watching me?" Rav Yisrael Salanter said, "God's always watching you." Torah learning should bring us closer to the Ribbon Shel. If it doesn't, then it's not Torah, says Rabbi Elazar, it's just knowledge. And that's what you can't forget. So what does the Gemara mean in Bava Metzia? They didn't recite the proper bracha before studying Torah, so that's why Golus came. There was great Torah scholarship. The failure to appreciate the Torah as God-given warranted the harshest consequence. It's not mine, it's Hashem's. He gave it to us as a gift. So if I can't eat an apple without a blessing, and I can't smell besamim without a blessing, and I can't go to sleep without a blessing, I can't benefit from going to the bathroom without a blessing, I also can't benefit from learning Torah without a blessing, I can't forget who it belongs to. So, kol shocheach davar echad mi mishna. So, don't forget Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedosh, Shema Echad. Don't forget Yisrael, Reisig Tusha, Brichu Chadhu. Don't forget the dibor echad of Anochi Hashem Elkecha, coupled with lo yeh. Achas dibor elkim, shtayim zu shemati. This then is the reason, concludes Rabbi Dr. Schwirsky, for the severe judgment of this Mishnah. It refers to one who separates Torah from God. Torah's intellectual study, Bible criticism, Bible analysis, Bible study. That's not Torah. And forgets that the essence of Torah is Echad, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Anochi, that the whole world heard, and to which Am Yisrael said, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem, next is Parsha Mishpatim, Na'aseh V'Nishma. It's a elevated experience to learn and live, hopefully, a life of Torah. It's a exalted experience. It's an experience of tremendous chus. And even if one person sits, all by themselves learning, b'chol makom, asher azkir shemi, vo eilayich verach ticha. So I thank Gail Hoffman very much. I'm sure we all thank Gail Hoffman very much. Tizki mitzos ulamaisim tovim for this harbatzot Torah in your chus. Shall be an aliyah neshama for your mother, Sarah Bas Ben Sion, Aleha Hashalom, the neshama of your mother-in-law, Sarah Bas Chizkiyahu HaKoin, Aleha Nasham, your tzeitz are 2 days apart, Chav Gimel, Chav Dal Shvat, respectively, and we shall only share besoros tovos. Thank you so much, everybody. I wish you a wonderful, uplifting Shabbos of Azman Matan Torah Seinah. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Kol Tov. Thank you to all.